Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I want to talk about the easy card, how women have it easier than men. Now, before I get started and tell you how I got onto this topic, let me tell you first that I'm not talking about all women. If a woman grows up, goes to college, gets in debt just like a guy does and borrows loans, and then goes out and has to work to pay off her debt, and she does it, and she works and takes care of herself throughout life, it's no different than a guy's is. I mean, if we're strictly speaking along those ways, to live the life from birth until the death, it's no different than for each person if it were just based on that person living that person's life. However, when you start mixing in a society that holds women to a lower standard, that cheers for women, even if they don't succeed in what they're supposedly supposed to do. In other words, oh, you go, girl, stunning and brave, and hooray for doing what you'd basically be expected to do. Then you start seeing things getting easier for women. What happens when the legal system punishes men for the same crimes more than women? What happens that during a divorce, even if it's a no-fault divorce, what happens during a divorce, or even when it's her fault for some reasons, what happens when the guy is the one that has to lose custody and pay child support, and in some cases pay alimony, in most cases, unless the woman makes more. But as we've talked about, most women date men that make more than they do. The average woman wants the man to make 150% of what she does, no matter how much she makes. So that means most of the men are making more money, which means they pay child support, yet they lose custody. Yet women also want to be called equal, but they don't fight for equality in things that don't benefit them. I mean, let's be honest with it. So, and then of course, there's the, if a guy takes a needle and pokes holes in a prophylactic, and he goes ahead and gets a woman in the mommy way, gets her pregnant, he can be held liable by law. She can actually sue him. She can take money from him. He loses all custody. What happens when a woman lies and says that she's taking something? Well, it's her body, her choice, you see. And if a guy does it, he's taking her choice away from her body. Yet if she gets pregnant and he's forced to pay the court fees and doesn't get to see his child, well, that kind of affects him too. It may not be his body, but it's his life, it's his wallet, it's his... I mean, if you want a kid and it's taken from you, that is a horrible thing. So when you start putting in, and then of course the taxation portion of it, which is women as a whole take more taxes than they put in. So they are a negative on taxes. And I've got statistics for all this stuff. But what got me on this thought was two things. Number one, I was watching the news about Vice President Pence and Kamala Harris having their debate. And it doesn't matter who you think won. But the next day on various websites, it was, oh, Pence was mansplaining and Pence was talking down to her. Yet he spoke to her just like he'd speak to a male opponent. As a matter of fact, if you go back and check out his other debates, he spoke the same way. But because Kamala Harris is a woman, well, he was speaking down to her during a debate. So women will never be held as equal and in a high regard as men if they continually come up with her excuses to protect themselves. Number two, the other one that I saw was I unfortunately, but I like you guys and I like to look for stories. I put myself through looking through Reddit in female dating strategy. And after I finished crying and bleaching my eyes, there are many threads on there. Yes, some of them are looking for high value men, which means they make great money and treat the women like queens. But many of them were on many of the threads were talking about girls that had gone to college. A girl had posted she'd gone to college. She was in a lot of debt. She wasn't able to get the job she wanted. She was really stressed out about it. And she was asking for advice. And the advice she was given, some said get a part-time job. Not all women were horrible. Some said to keep looking. But there were the ones out there that say, hey, give it your best. But if it doesn't work, you can always get a Splenda daddy. One that's not too old and too unattractive, but one that has a lot of money. Tell him you're taking the pill, and then, oops, I'm pregnant, and you have a kid. And then you get, not only do you get a kid, and not only do you have to not work, but then you get money coming in. So it's life on easy mode. And then some more took it even a step further and said, you know, it's even better than that. After you're with the baby way, tell him, you know, make sure he's one of the guys that will man up and marry you, and then marry him. Then stick around for a little bit, have him pay off your college loans. Then you split and take the kid. And these are, and this is a Reddit forum that's not been banned, even though the guys going their own way stuff has been. So you got me at, well, there's another example right there that women can talk about this stuff and there's no problems. But when men talk about women, well, they're removed from the forum. So let's start looking at some of these stories that I was talking about. And I'm going to flip through these quickly, and then I'm going to get in a little bit deeper. But this is why I'm saying, again, if a woman just, again, 9-to-5 job, she went to college, she took her loan, she works hard, she pays off her own bills, even if she gets married or dates with somebody, and she takes care of herself, it's no harder or easier for women. But when you start having society backing you up with all this praise and everything else, that changes the story. See, because men don't have a lot of these outs. So here, if you didn't watch the debate, it was a good debate, but and I'm not, because I don't want to get into the politics of it, but they say why Senator Kamala Harris telling Vice President Mike Pence, "I am speaking," is resonating with so many women online. When she wanted to interject, she'd say, when he tried to interject, she'd say, "I'm speaking, I am speaking." And of course, this resonates with everybody. But when he tried to do it, critics notebook, Kamala Harris rises above a mansplaining Mike Pence in vice presidential debate. Can you imagine trying to debate somebody, and because you're speaking to them and explaining your position, you're mansplaining? It's instant cover. It's instant protection for her. Let's move on to something simple. I've talked about this in other videos, so I'm not going to get real deep into it, but a social, psychological, and personal personality science. This is actually a real study. Foodie calls when women date men for a free meal rather than a relationship. It was two studies. We surveyed women regarding their foodie call behavior. And this gets into dark triad personality traits, which is something I'll talk about on another time. Traditional gender role beliefs and online dating history. We found 23 to 33% of women surveyed had engaged in a foodie call. In study one, they get into the dark triad stuff. But anyway, between a quarter and a third of women said, yeah, I'll go on a date just for a meal. Can a guy do that? No. Because as a matter of fact, if a man shows up and tries to not pay the bill, many times he's the one that's held responsible for the bill, believe it or not. There's other examples of that, but I'm not going to go down there. So, hey, even just something as simple as getting a free meal, women can say, hey, I thought he was going to pay. The man always pays. She could say that even if she knew that wasn't the truth, even if they had agreed beforehand that that's not how it was going to be. And the guy may be legally held responsible for the bill because someone's got to pay it. And she can pull the, I didn't even bring my purse because guys always pay, right? That's like I say, slow motion when it's time for the bill. They always go, oh, you already paid it. Well, let's move on to another example. Now, I'll leave links for these below if you want to dive in a little bit deeper. Research finds that as a group, only men pay tax. Now, this is a snapshot. They have actually the study on this that goes deeper into it. But they show over time because men make more and because men take very little out of the system. Because when a man becomes homeless, he can go to a homeless shelter or he can live on the street. Where women, especially if they have kids, get food stamps, they get help from the government for the kids, they get free medical, Medicare, Medicaid, things like that for both the kids and themselves. They're just a larger draw with a less paying into the system. So they do have that as a backup. The government, that is. Because men do not get any help from the government for the most part, other than maybe short-term unemployment. Now, this gets into the legality stuff, like if a crime is actually committed. And this one amazes me. Women hardest hit by shameful short prison sentences. New figures reveal. A few weeks are enough to lose your home, children, and job and cause harm to mental health. I agree with you. However, why is it the women that are always the hardest hit? Now you could say, well, because they have the kids. Well, why do they have the kids? Because they win custody 85% of the time. Why do they win custody 85% of the time? Because usually the man's making more of the money. And in many cases, because she gets the custody, she keeps the kids, she gets his money. So that's that, and this is why so many times they'll talk about, oh, women most affected by the bug because of job and children. And well, if you win custody the majority of the time, then yeah, you're going to be most affected when things happen with kids. But if you made it 50-50, and that's another thing I'm not even bringing up in this video, is that women get custody most of the time, just by default. And even if you put the money portion of it aside, men still want to see their children. Men still love their kids. And to not only be able to not see your kids as much as you like, but also to have to write a check that you know is not getting paid on those kids. As a matter of fact, I was reading something, I think it was coming out of the UK, where someone had, you'll have to fact check me on this. This is just me grasping at memory straws from several weeks ago. Someone had brought up, well, for child support, we want to start seeing receipts for all this money and what it's buying for the kids, because we don't feel that it's being spent on kids. We think that the woman's using it. And the women came forward and started screaming and hollering, no, that's not fair, because it needs to go for things for me too, because I can't make as much money because I have to stay home for the kids. Well, that, you know, you can't win. And here's an example that I will use. The short prison sentence thing, by the way, comes forward into another story that I'm going to read, because come to find out, women get shorter sentences and they don't even go in as long as men do. Women who scarred a man's face with a pint glass spared prison and told to grow up. She almost hit him in the eye. She left an ocular cut, an ocular laceration, which is almost in the eye, scarred him for life. Nothing. Grow up. That's all she got. Now, let's reverse this. A guy smashes a pint glass and on a woman's face. Oh, scarred for life. Her beauty, her future for work, her future for dating is heavily impacted. He must pay for the rest of his life. You know that would be the story. Here's some actual statistics. And this is from a law firm, actually. So this may differ in various countries and so on and so forth. But they say, do women receive shorter jail sentences than men? Here's the biased findings. After analyzing the data, researchers uncovered women were less likely to be detained before trial than men. They were 46% less likely to be held in jail prior to trial. Hey, you got a court date coming up. 50% of the women are let go where men would be held. Remember, if we go back here to women hardest hit by the shameful short sentences, well, a lot of them weren't. They were just released. And all men. I mean, men being 100%, women were 54%, so of the ones held. Women released on bond were given lower bond amounts. Why? There's no reasoning for it. Just why? Same, if someone does the crime, you do the time, right? Released on bond were given lower bond amounts. The bond amounts were set at 54% lower on average than what men were required to pay. Half. Women were 58% less likely to be sentenced. 58%, that's 60%. So 3 out of 5 times, they were not even likely to be as sentenced. And then they do say there's no statistically significant difference between the length of the sentence. However, there were some differences in sentence based off the specific type of crime. And then they do say African-American females, which I think now should be people of color, maybe, I don't know, were treated differently than white females. On average, black women received higher bond amounts and were more likely to be sent to prison than white females. So even white females have a better opportunity than black. And I think the statistics are similar for black men here in the United States, that there is a bias when it comes to that. But the whole point being, though, that again, women are let off the hook. Women have shorter sentences. They pay less bond. They go to jail 60% less of the time for the same crimes committed. Now, you might even say, well, what about business? The women on the boards. Now, this is from California. In 2018, women on boards were signed into law to advance equitable gender representation on California corporate boards. California is now leading the way as the first state in the nation to require all publicly held domestic or foreign corporations whose principal executive offices are located in California to have at least one female director on their boards by December 31st, 2019, last year, either by filling an open seat or by adding a seat. One or two more female directors would be required, depending on the size of the publicly held corporation, by December 31st, 2021. So let's just make them board. Now, board jobs pay $100,000 up, couple hundred grand and up and in big companies, they're very well paying. So we're just going to make a position. It's mandatory that they have to have a high ranking official position in a business that makes business decisions on that business based on their gender. That's all they have to be. They just have to be a woman. That's it. You're going to tell me that's fair? What if they did the same thing for men? No way. I'll leave it here because I could go on and on and on, but I just wanted to kind of show some of the examples that were really just driving me nuts over the last couple of days about how if women want to and need to take advantage of the system, they can. What's the biggest bailout that these ladies have? This is a clip from Wendy, like Wendy Williams show, I think it is. I can't play very much of it because YouTube and their copyright stuff. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a short snippet of this, and I want you to see, because a lot of people tend to say, yeah, but it's not nearly as prevalent as you guys say it is. Like, it's not common for a woman to trap a guy with a kid if she wants to keep him to stick around. Or it's not common to trick a guy if you want to have a kid and get child support and all that stuff. I'm going to edit this very shortly, but I want you to watch this clip and watch the reaction.
So before we were married, he promised me we would have two kids, and now he doesn't want any more. My friends think I should trick him and stop taking my birth control.
However, men have never been in control of our bodies. We're the ones in control. Wait, can I just take a quick poll? Clap if you think that she should trick him. Yes. My people.
Yep, giggles and laughs, funs and cheers. Let's trap the guy. Now, granted, they are married. And I guess before marriage or early on in the relationship, he had promised that they would have two kids. But he changed his mind. Now, what if he wanted two kids and she changed her mind? Would he have a say in it? Could he trick her into having that second kid? Nope, but she can. And you know what the legality of it is? She can do it. There's nothing, I tried to do a web search I used DuckDuckGo to try to get more, you know, realistic, unfiltered responses. And everything that I looked for about tricking, guy, pregnant, you know, mom, this, that, everything that came up with it was, number one, if you do it, it's no guarantee he will stick around. It doesn't mean your relationship will last. It doesn't mean that he's going to stay. That's it. Didn't talk about any legality. I mean, I went 11 pages deep on a web search trying to look for this stuff. It's not illegal. There's no problems to it. Because, see, a woman who decides not to take it can easily just said, I did take it and it didn't work. She doesn't have to tell anybody the truth. That's why I tell you guys, I mean, I got my snip back, 13 years ago now, back when I was around 35 or so. Best decision I ever made. It actually saved me from a relationship once, because when she told me she was in the motherly way, I told her either A, you're lying to me, or B, you cheated on me, one of the two, because I got it. And then I also went back to make sure that I was still in the clear and firing blanks. And yeah, I was good to go. So the whole point is here, though, that I wanted to talk about this, that, again, if women want to be equal, see, now what Kamala Harris, for example, could have done is she could have said, no, don't call it that. Nope, it was a debate. Don't even try to bring out the mansplaining and the woman card and all that. Nah, don't treat me like that. She could have. She didn't. Now, of course, women are not going to ask for extra jail time. But when judges see this stuff and realize this stuff, they could say, hey, maybe we're being a little biased here and making some bad decisions. But they don't. What happens on TV shows, commercials where they make the man stupid and doddering and, you know, an idiot, and the woman is the smart, crafty one? They could rewrite something different. They could make the wife stupid and the husband the smart one, but they don't. And what about these laws? What about, if a man says, hey, she told me, and this is not my deal. A man should have a right, if it's a woman's right to choose, then it should be a man's right to pay. If he says, hey, I do want this kid, and she says, okay, we'll keep it around, then he pays up. But if he says, no, I was tricked, you fooled me into this stuff, and she says, I don't care, I'm keeping it, should the guy really be held accountable? Now, again, there's no way to prove it. So if an accident were to happen, yeah, it is a 50-50 deal. but what happens when she uses it against his will? The truth is, the only protection you have, because let's face it, we do have to do the right adult thing. We do have to do the correct thing, and we have to give that child the best life that we can. However, the best way to protect yourself is you take control of the situation. Now, granted, there's really two or three fail-proof methods. Four. Let me add four. Number one, don't do it. Just don't even fool around. Number two, the pray and spray, right? pull it out before the end act. Number three, you wear yourself a prophylactic, a little Jimmy hat. And number four, you get the snip. That's it. That's all we have. Women have 18 choices, by the way. I think last I counted, it was 18. We don't. So don't leave it up to her, guys. So I'm going to wrap it up here a little bit long, but I wanted to talk about all the different things that I keep seeing that, see, women scream we want equality, but I hear nothing about any of these topics that I brought up. I hear nothing about women screaming for equality on this stuff. They'll take the advantage when it's given to them, but then when they're at a disadvantage, they want to be equal. Well, if whenever you're disadvantaged, you want to be equal, and then when you get that equality, but you still have all the other advantages you already have, it's not equality anymore. It's women get the leg up, women have the easy card, and women always have a way to get bailed out. Men don't. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, guys, you're on your own. Take care of yourself. Be safe. Protect yourselves. You know, you don't want to get trapped into anything. And do the right thing. You may see them having an easier time, but it doesn't mean that that makes your life harder. It just means you don't have as many bailouts. You don't have as many ways to escape your situations. So you better be smart in the first place.
Well, hi there, Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend cleaning jobs. Come in and let me show you.